You ever go to see your favorite band, but you're hoping they don't play that one song? Like, you're like, oh, I know they're going to do it, man. I'm just sick of it. I hope they don't do that song. Some bands have songs that they hate to play. They're sick of them. They don't think they're indicative of their true sound, or the audience doesn't get the joke, so they stop playing them. Like the Beastie Boys, they stopped playing You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party back in the 80s. Yeah, the song was intended as a parody, and no one seemed to get it, so they stopped performing the song altogether in 1987. But I want to flip that scenario. If you had the power to stop your favorite band from playing one of their biggest songs, what song would it be and why? Let me know, 1-888-ROCK-107, open mic on the Rock 107 mobile app, or 1-888-762-5107. Your ultimate bingo bass station, Rock 107. Good morning, I'm Prospector. Maybe your ultimate concert seeing your favorite band live, but you're hoping they don't do that one song. And it's a big song, so they probably will, but you're like, fingers crossed. I want to know what that song is. If you had the power to stop your favorite band from playing one of their biggest songs, what would it be and why? That's what I'm looking for this morning. Checking in with facebook.com/angryprospector. Ann says, I'm going to say it, Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night. Sick of that one. All right, I get it. How about you? We're checking in with Open Mic on the Rock 107 app. What's that song you don't want to hear?
Prospector, I know you love the Chili Peppers too, but I don't want to see them do Under the Bridge when I see them this summer.
I am a fan. I get it. I saw them twice in the last year and a half, and they didn't do that song either time. So you might be in luck for that. How about you? That song you don't want to hear your favorite band sing, what is it and why? 1-888-ROCK-107. Open mic on the Rock 107 app.
Breaking the news that's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
Conan O'Brien turned 61 today. He'll celebrate tonight with his family and friends, and not Jay Leno. Doctors say Ozempic might warp your personality, but hey, who needs a personality when you look good? Steve Buscemi has joined the cast of Wednesday. I don't know what he's playing, but he shouldn't need much makeup.
It's 60 Minutes meets Gone in 60 Seconds. Tune in tomorrow for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
It's time to have a little fun on the phones. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector. And today we're calling a guy named Neil who does balloon animals and things like that at parties. His wife Sharon called and said, we'd love you to prank my husband. Can you make that happen? So we're just going to have like these kind of unreasonable requests that like there's no way this guy could pull off. It's time for another Prospector prank call on Rock 107.
Party Favors Entertainment. This is Neil. How can I help you?
Yeah. Hey, Neil. This is Rick. I got your name from a friend, and he said that you did their birthday party, and they loved it. I wanted to call you. Coming up on the 7th, my son's turning 10. We're having a huge party at the house. I want to know if you had availability to balloons that day.
Yeah, absolutely. The 7th. That sounds like something I can do.
Okay, so it would be about 4 in the afternoon, and then how long can you work?
I can work as long as you need me to.
Okay, so we could do 6 hours? All right. What's your rate? Do you charge like by the hour, or how do you do that?
I charge $65 per hour, and it's a $120 booking fee.
And do you take requests, or do you have set, like, things that you do?
I mostly do all animals, swords, balloon right. hats, the typical kind of balloon
thing. And if the kids request something, are you able to do that? Because some of the kids might have some specific interests. I know they do stuff. Like, I'll throw one out right now. Basically, it's like a larger-than-life party, so what we thought would be fun to put a replica of the Titanic in the pool. You think you could do something like that?
Oh, well, I've never done something like that before. How big is this Titanic going to be?
Like a small, like it would be like 3 feet long at the most. Like, not huge, just a tiny little Titanic there. Like, one of the kids loves King Kong, so I thought if you could do a miniature King Kong on the Empire State Building, is that something you could do?
I've also never done that. How big is this King Kong?
It'd be the same thing, like 3 feet tall, not outrageous.
Well, that's a little elaborate, but I can try my best.
Well, my son's really into anything extreme, so maybe if you could do, like, a balloon skateboard ramp, that would be cool.
I'm not sure I'd be able to pull that off, a balloon skateboard ramp.
Either that, or you know what would be great? Like, the skateboard ramp with balloons would be perfect, or my son would really, this would fit him with balloons, too. We'd love to do an actual-size bounce house.
That would take me, like, 2 days to create on my own. Sir. Why don't you?
2 days? How hard is it to make a balloon bounce house?
It's
just blow up some balloons. I mean, a bounce house itself takes like 30 seconds to blow up. How long could it? I mean, what do you mean? How long would it take to make a balloon bounce?
About creating an entire bounce house. I make balloon hats and animals, but not an entire house.
Well, take the balloons. You make the hats out of them. Put them all together in the shape of a house. The kids will love it. I mean, look. First of all,
I'm afraid that's just not how that works.
It's perfect, right? Because it's already bouncy.
Well, how does it work that we can get a bounce house? I feel like this is not, I feel like it's not an unreasonable request.
I feel like you could just go online and order someone with a bounce house to come to your event.
I know, but that'd be boring, man. We're trying to have like a cool party. Do you want to be part of a cool party? Sure, we'll share it on social media. Look, start practicing on a small bounce house and then just go bigger and bigger and bigger.
This bounce house sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, man. So you can't do like a bounce house, right? Is that what you're
really
saying?
Sorry. I'd love to refer you to the right person. I just don't think that this bounce house idea is going to work for me and my company.
Well, you know what? How about I refer you to your wife, Sharon? She's the one who told us to make a prank call on you right now. It's a prospector prank call.
She did not. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're on Rock 107 right now, man. It's not real. It's prospector. It's a prospector prank call, man.
Oh, man. I'm going to give her a call as soon as I can.
Come on. You couldn't do a life-size bounce house. It's perfect. Come on.
I thought you guys were crazy.
You can look like a dork if you mess this up. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector. It's National High Five Day. No one knows for sure when the very first high five happened, but credit usually goes to former Major League Baseball coach and player Dusty Baker and his old teammate Glenn Burke, who were playing for the Dodgers way back 47 years ago in 1977 when they smacked hands during their last game of the season on October 2nd. In fact, ESPN did a whole 30 on 30 on it.
No, I didn't invent the high five. All I did was respond to Glenn.
And on the on-deck circle was Glenn Burke, the excited rookie. Glenn put his arm high in the air, and Dusty wasn't sure what to do, so he slapped it.
You can go anywhere around the world, and people know what that is. Everyone wants that moment, and the high five made it accessible to everybody. When you look at how it's changed the world, and it's a universal symbol for all of us to share.
Sometimes you don't know why you do some of the things you do, especially when you're extremely happy. You just respond to each other.
Now, fans immediately thought it was cool, and the Dodgers embraced it as their official way to celebrate. But maybe you're not a high five guy. Maybe you're sick of it. Maybe you're someone who knows someone who takes it too far.
All right, classic. High five.
He keeps asking me to give him a high five.
I'm a salesman now. The high five is just so stupid.
A site called howtobeadad.com has a very thorough explanation on how to do a high five without screwing it up. Because, you know, that's the worst feeling in the world. You go for the high five, you miss, whatever. Four steps to make sure you never mess it up again. Form your hand into a flat surface with your fingers together. You spread them out too much, that's going to minimize the satisfying smack sound. You can actually cup your hands if you want a chance for an even louder clap. Recognize or declare that a high five is about to happen. So you don't have to say high five like Putty from Seinfeld. Just make sure there's no confusion. Make eye contact. Don't change your mind and go for a fist bump instead. And God help you, don't shift into the awkward hug, because both people must commit to the high five or it's not going to work. Stay calm. Be ready to move in unison. Don't panic. I don't know who's panicking over this, but don't. Don't try to rush it. You're not swatting at a bee. It's not a competition. Just be smooth. And the most important one, and this one seems weird. I think we've actually talked about this on the show before. Look at their elbow, not their hand. Your brain automatically is going to know where your hand needs to be, and you'll make better contact. It's especially helpful with running high fives because you got more moving parts there. That's how you do it right. As you celebrate National High Five Day, a day that was created with the sole purpose of frustrating the hell out of Kevin Hart.
Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and a teenager in Nashville launched a big teddy bear toy drive for it. His name's Kenny Royer, and he's 17. He donates them to a nonprofit called Davis Health Child Advocacy Center that works with abused kids. His goal is to make sure that every child they help gets to take at least one stuffed animal home with them.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107. Ladies and gentlemen, grab the kids, call your neighbors, and gather around the radio.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Jam Bag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
We uncover the most baffling, ridiculous, pathetic, cockeyed, laughable, preposterous blunders in the world of misdeeds.
Nominee number one.
Maybe he was practicing to be a stuntman for movies like Mission Impossible. I don't know. Cody Brown was riding his motorcycle on a three-lane highway. Nothing wrong with that. But Cody was speeding and swerving in his lane, as well as jumping back and forth between lanes, weaving in and out of traffic to do so. All very dangerous behavior, not just for Cody, but for the other drivers around him. He reportedly hit a top speed of 104 miles per hour. Oh, and he did it all while standing on his seat. Dash cam video caught all the action and was shared on social media. Cody was ultimately stopped and arrested for reckless driving. He was taken to county jail.
Nominee number two.
I bet he looks suspicious. Sorry, that's the best snake sounds I could make as soon as he walked in. Around 2 a.m. Monday morning, 26-year-old Reginald Cook walked into a Memphis, Tennessee Shell station and made a purchase. About 30 minutes later, he went back to that store and demanded money from the register. The cashier thought Cook had a weapon because he kept reaching into his clothing, but he still refused to open the register and Cook left. Then, 35 minutes after that, Cook came back with a live 5-foot snake wrapped around his neck and carried a green backpack. He shouted at the cashier to give me the blankin' money. While reaching inside the backpack, the cashier called 911 and pulled out his own firearm. No money was taken and no one was injured. Police took Cook into custody and found a railroad spike and rock inside the backpack. They also took possession of the snake. He's charged with 2 counts of attempted aggravated robbery. His bond has been set at $4,000. The store owner said Cook's family came by the store Tuesday to apologize and offer to pay for any damages.
And the winner is...
the guy who rode faster than 100 miles per hour while standing on the seat of the motorcycle. You are a danger to yourself and others around you, and you're the Yam Bag of the Day. And we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Keep it here for all of the nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Week, Friday morning on Rock 107.